The moon is in its waxing gibbous phase Feb 1. A couple of days later, Pollux is 1 degree north. Then, February 5 is the full moon, the smallest in 2023, indicating that the moon must be at its furthest from Earth at the time. Which it is, apogee of 406,476 kilometers February 4. Last quarter is February 13, and the following day has Antares, the bright red star in Scorpius, 1.8 degrees south of the moon. By February 18, Mercury is 4 degrees north of the very slender Luna. February 19 sees the moon at perigee, 358,267 kilometers, producing large tides in coastal regions. The moon is new February 20. In rapid succession, from February 21 to the 28, Neptune, Venus, Jupiter, Uranus, and Mars are within 2 degrees or less of our satellite. The latter three events are occultations, but elsewhere other than central Canada. Mercury gives a treat to southern viewers, but not so much for observers in the north, the best morning apparition of the year, if you're south of the equator. It will be a challenge for northerners to find the speedy planet hovering just above the horizon in the early morning sky. Try to find the pair February 18. Venus rises higher with each passing day in February. An extremely challenging observation takes place February 15, when Neptune is just 0.01 degrees away. Optical aid is a must, and the magnitude difference between the two planets all but guarantees a failure to spot Neptune. On the evening of February 21, the thin crescent moon joins up with Venus to make for a great photo opportunity. Mars remains among the stars of Taurus, the bull, well placed through the night, but fading fast as Earth pulls away from the red planet. The waxing gibbous moon passes by on the evening of February 27. Jupiter goes through a retrograde loop early in February, passing from Pisces to Cetus, and back to Pisces again by mid-month. The giant Jupiter, second brightest planet, is visited by Venus, as the brighter of the two progresses up the evening ecliptic. The moon slides by the planetary pair February 22. Saturn is in front of the Sun, and can't be seen. Uranus is visible for a short time in the western evening sky, before dropping below the horizon around midnight. Watch for the moon nearby February 25. Neptune is getting closer and closer to the Sun throughout the month, and won't be seen again until early April. The zodiacal light is visible in the western evening twilight for 2 weeks during the middle of February. This phenomenon is caused by dust in space along the ecliptic being backlit by the Sun. It's subtle, but fun to watch for and maybe catch a glimpse. James Edgar has had an interest in the night sky all his life. He joined the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada in 2000, was national president for 2 terms, is now the editor of the Observer's Handbook, and production manager of the bimonthly RASC journal. The IAU named asteroid 1995 XC5, 22,421, James Edgar, in his honor, and he was recently awarded a fellowship of the RASC.